Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KLUCFM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I know that there are bigger things in the world going on than this. I understand, but we may have a medical emergency in here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Michaela has a broken toe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Is it broken or do you just think
it's broken? That's a self-diagnosis, 100%. I will say, though,
swollen? Let me see it.
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, God. Hang on. Let me see your other foot. Let me see your other sausage
toes. All right, hold on. Okay. I know I do have little sausage toes and fingers. Listen, I was cleaning my stupid little room yesterday. Look. Look at him.
It's not broken.
No. Okay, it might not be broken. But let me tell you something.
But it hurts.
It hurts so bad. I was cleaning my room yesterday. Of course, I was in a rush. I went to grab
cleaning
something.
In my room, you sound like you're 12.
I know, I do. As I said it, I was like, just say house, room. Michaela. Make yourself sound like a grown-up. But I was cleaning my little room.
If you just said bedroom... If you just said I was cleaning my bedroom, then it sounds like an adult.
Like a grown-up approach.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Something about I was cleaning my room.
Yeah, mom was being annoying. I just had to get this done.
Yeah. Mom was a bitch and made me clean my room.
Lisa was being so annoying and I was like, fine. But I went to grab something. Oh my God, I stubbed it right on the corner of the bed. And I have to say, if there's nothing, anything else I can get through. A stubbed toe? We'll take you out. I was limping yesterday. I wasn't even being dramatic. So I had my shoe off.
It's a rite of passage as an adult.
Yeah.
Did you have to sing last night?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you were in the shoe. How big are those heels?
6 inches.
At least.
Uh-huh. Really are. And people are like, well, why do you do that? But the gowns are so long, it looks so much better on stage, the taller that you are. Oh, God. We did it. It hurt. So I'm here today, shoeless.
I'm going to ask the question.
Okay.
Do girls exaggerate the length of their heel? You know, 6 inches. Like,
no, I don't think
in
so.
In fact, are they maybe 4, but they just feel like 6?
No, my regular heels are 4 inches. Oh my God, I see this. I hear this. In real time. Got it. Picking up.
It's four, but it feels like 6.
I'm not saying anything.
Hey, Adrian.
Probably best. Probably for the best. All right. Were you going to live?
We'll see.
Modern day Michael Jordan. It's a flu game, Chet.
Tune back in later.
Yeah.
Come back at 8:30 and see if she makes it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No promises.
That's great. That's fantastic.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good. You're going to see in the news because they're looking for anything to talk about besides the fires.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're now we're into what? 3 days? 4 days of this?
3 days?
No sign of it stopping.
No.
That's the crazy part.
I know.
That's the So they're looking for anything else to talk about. Today may or may not be Quitter's Day. Here's the thing. Quitter's Day is the second, you know what I mean, when you bail out of your New Year's resolution?
Yeah, I've never heard of this before, though.
I didn't believe that I had either, but it seemed to be a thing.
Okay.
And I truly was geared up Geared Up was thinking we should do a special bit for Quitter's Day.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but there was something, you know, I was kind of rattling around in my head.
Uh-huh.
And I thought we had another week to come up with it. Because it's supposedly the second Friday in January. And then this year they were saying it was, you know, next Friday.
Yeah.
At least that's what I had heard up until this morning. And then it was like, oh, it's the second Friday. It's Quitter's Day. This seems too soon.
Okay, so is it something if I made my own idea? You make resolutions in New Year's. Mm-hmm. Then the second Friday, you're like, you know what? Forget it. I've done enough.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what that is.
Yeah.
But then there are others that are saying because New Year's was on a Wednesday today, or this year, not today, but on a Wednesday this year, that there wasn't enough time so that you got to give it another week.
Okay, so Quitter's Day will be next Wednesday.
Friday.
Okay, next Friday. Right, good. Right.
Wednesday's Friday's broken toes. Quitter's Day's what the hell? Oh my God. Who can keep track of all of it? We'll just stick with this. Happy Friday. Yeah. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan
Time
Show.
Time stood still.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Well, one thing that we should tell you. One thing you should know. Did anybody go out and get gas last night?
Yes.
I did.
You did?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Was there a line? Was it busy?
It was very busy.
Wow, okay.
Line, there were two cars.
Okay.
At the Terribles right by my house. That one at Town Center in 215.
Yeah.
Which everybody goes, oh, I know where that is. Yeah, that's right by my house.
Yeah.
And so I went, okay, I got half a tank. Maybe I'm not panicked, but I'm not freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
People were showing Costco. It was so funny. People were showing Costco gas. People all lined up and everything. That's what that looks like on a regular regular day. It always looks like that. Now, were there a few more people that was backed up out into the street? Okay, it was heavier.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as nobody was touching the toilet paper, I was cool.
Yeah.
Stop it with the toilet paper. You'll never use that much toilet paper. Ever.
I went to get gas yesterday at the Terribles on Sahara. And there was no line, nothing.
Mm.
And I didn't even get gas.
But was that before the panic? Was that before the thing had gone out?
It was around 7:30 p.m.
That's panic.
But
it's right in the zone.
I didn't go because everyone told us to. I went because I was like 20 miles.
You're out of gas.
Under my line. And I was like, I need gas either panic stricken or not.
I want to push this thing.
I got to get gas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was so happy that I did. Because then I saw the news about needing to. But so far, so good.
That's the thing you don't need
to. Yeah, you don't. This morning I woke up and
everybody saw the one thing that said, they shut the pipeline down. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else saw the one thing that went, hey, dummies, we also get gas from Utah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Did you know
that?
Didn't
see that, no.
Yeah. There's another pipeline. We get gas from Utah. And by the way, the California one, they're turning it back on today.
Yeah, I just saw a notification
today,
right now.
It'll be mm-hmm. fine.
We'll have all those details on our Instagram as well, 98.5 KLUC. On the
what,
IG.
We don't need details.
Well,
details.
We posted that it was shut down, so I'm going to post that it is reopened for people so that they can wake up and be like, everything is okay.
My man, everything. Adrian is like, it's a social media play. It's on our website.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, I need to tell you, too, the Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by NevadaHealthLink.com. Doesn't just help you find insurance plans, they help you pay for it. Choose from a variety of plans. Find health insurance plans for as low as $10 at NevadaHealthLink.com. Hangnail covered. That's it. $10. Dang.
Yeah.
Dang. Oh. I want to go look. Now, mission accomplished on the advertising.
Totally.
Because now I'm like, $10. What am I getting covered for that?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I want to see.
First pick at 702-364-9898. You want to go see Mo? Is it Ammer? Is that how you say his last name?
I don't know. Yes.
I just know his name's Mo, and he's a comedian. He's super funny.
Super funny.
We have free tickets for you to go see Mo at the Palazzo Theater at the Venetian Friday, April 25th, thanks to our buddies at Live Nation. Is this weird? I buy... her friends are telling her she's weird, so she's looking for a ruling from us, which I thought was very sweet.
Yeah.
I buy everything with cash or my debit card. Cash, what's that? Honest to God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's that stuff you get out of the machine when you're playing slots at the airport.
Is it green?
Oh, no, that's me. Oh. That's when I play slots at the airport. It's literally the only time I get cash. I get tip cash. I get tip cash for the cart girl at golf, but I don't even do that anymore.
Yeah.
Because most of them take credit card.
Oh, yeah. The only time I get cash is if people will hand us cash while we're playing. And they desperately want
us to sing. Do people do that?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. But it's the only time I have cash.
What's the most popular song that people ask you to sing? Freebird?
No. You love that song. No, there's not really a popular song. They just want, like...
Hey, by the way, screw everybody. I thought that was funny. Not you guys, but no, everybody listening.
Everybody else.
No.
You better be laughing.
I thought that was funny. Freebird. Because she wears a sparkly gown and all that. And that's what people always yell out. Freebird! And then I just... If you have to explain the joke, it's probably not very good.
It's okay. It was good.
So you were saying...
What was last night? Somebody requested Lovely Day last night. And we're like...
You know how much I love that song.
All right, let's do it.
When I look at you.
Oh.
And the world's all right. Remember, we sang that for Fox 5.
Yeah, we did.
The world's all right with me.
Yeah, hell of a performance.
During the breaks, they play music in your ear during the breaks. And so we were waiting for them to come to us. And it was about day 9. So at that point, nuts.
It's hilarious.
So we sang, and by we, I mean me. And then Michaela jumped in.
Uh-huh.
We sang Lovely Day back to them. And they just lost their minds.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Is it weird? I buy everything with cash or my debit card. I do not use a credit card for anything. A lot of people I know think it's weird. That's why I'm coming to you guys. I do not utilize the points on a credit card. I don't care. And I refuse to go into debt for anything besides a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So what she's secretly sending a message, that car she's driving, cash.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't think it's weird.
God.
You know what? That is a follow-up question. What? I wonder, though, does she work? Is her job a cash business?
Oh, like a nightlight
or
something.
Saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I have an opinion on it, but I'm not going to give it yet.
Fine. 702-364-9890. If you have an opinion and you would like to give it now, be caller number 25 at 702-364-9898. Pair of tickets to see the very funny Mo. I'm not sure how to say his last name. I'll figure it out at some point. Clear off April 25th on your calendar at the Palazzo Theater. 702-364-9898 right now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, this is weird. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
Oh, we got Candace Culver from Northtown.
Candace, Northtown, hey.
Hi.
Northtown, Candace. Candace also is who wrote the email. It's another Candace.
Oh, nice.
That's funny. How do you spell it, with a C or a K? She spells it with a K.
Okay.
Which makes me think she's a little quirky. So this whole thing of her buying everything with cash or her debit card and not going into debt, not using a credit card, none of that kind of stuff. Is it weird? No. Is it quirky? Yes. Do I wish I had that kind of discipline? Yes. Do you think it's weird, Candace?
No. I do it too. I don't use credit cards very often. I try not to rack up any debt. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's weird. I think it's best to just use everything on the debit card, cash, and, you know, especially in Vegas with the way all the jobs are and everything works, I think it makes sense.
Oh, I suppose.
Yeah.
I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Where we have more cash jobs than than I think most places.
Yeah.
You said you had thoughts on this.
When I was 18, I got myself in such a big mess because nobody taught me how to use credit cards. You're young.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I didn't understand the whole paying it back, when, on time, blah, blah. Got myself in so much trouble that when I did fix it, I refused to use credit cards because I was terrified. And then when I needed to buy a car and had no credit, I was like, oh my God. So I do now, for years now, I just do a little bit and then I paid off immediately. But I understand the logic of just using cash and debit cards because it's scary.
It drilled into me at a very young age.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. Ugh, yeah.
Teach that in school.
Freaks me out to carry a balance.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I try to.
Yeah, me too.
I try to keep it off right away. Zero balance.
Yes.
On everything.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It doesn't work very often, but I try really hard
KLUC FM at HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Gotta have it on every morning.
I love the Chet Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 88.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
You gotta be honest, pretty sure they paid that girl to say that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Honestly, who would admit that openly?
Yeah, come on.
Just, you know, who would just say that unprompted?
Yeah, I love the Chet Buchanan Show.
Sometimes we're always shocked, just so you know.
It always pleases us.
Okay, true story. We were actually saying how it's never not mind-blowing when somebody comes up to you and goes, yesterday, somebody comes up to Mika and goes, yeah, I don't think that guy should lose the weight. She's like, what the hell are you talking
about? Uh-huh.
What? And from relationship rehab.
It was the best. He came up and he goes, yeah, by the way, you shouldn't lose those 30 pounds.
But no context. Right. People, and it's fun. It's super fun when you guys do that. When you just come and we just pick up the conversation where it left off.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, sometimes by the time I hit the parking lot, I have no idea what we talked about.
Totally.
I'll go home. My wife will do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't like toes either. Or what? You know what?
Whatever you said random, during the show.
Whatever silly random. And I'm like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about toes.
You're like, oh.
I was.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Yeah. What was the point?
I'll be like, what? What happened?
Yeah.
Still caught up in the idea that this is Quitter's Day. I don't like it. Some people, because I don't think it's enough time. Yes, it's crazy that it's already the 10th of January.
Nuts.
I know, right? The year's almost up.
Yeah. Not the year's almost up.
It's almost toy drive. But you got to give it another week.
Yeah.
I know it's supposed to be the second Friday, and there's going to be a lot of people going, oh, the Quitter's Day. So the idea is that if you've already burned out on your New Year's resolution, that you can bone out, I guess, without penalty.
You know,
I don't know.
It's so funny, though. Somebody posted a meme yesterday that said, you know what? I'd like to cancel 2025. I did the 7 days, and I'm good. Let's cancel it.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
The wildfires in L.A. It's, hey, can I ask you something?
Yes.
I'm gonna anyway.
Do it.
They canceled. I get why they're moving the football game to Arizona and all that. I get that. CBS canceled a reboot that they were doing of Hollywood Squares because they said it was too lighthearted and they felt it was inappropriate for the moment. Now, I get it if they're going to cancel an award show or something. Because a lot of the showbiz types have been affected.
Yes,
I understand that. I felt like this might have been the most LA thing ever by going, we're hurting, and it's weird for us, but we're going to deprive the rest of the country.
I mean, maybe because in Hollywood Squares, you need those big celebrities and the celebrities are just not able to.
It's pre-taped.
Yeah.
It's pre-taped. They taped this weeks ago.
Oh, God. I don't know. I mean, listen, people really, in 2025, tiptoe and navigate so deeply with, like, sensitivity.
You're right.
And I think that even yesterday, I sang at Fountain Blue, and I wanted to post about it. And even I was like, is that so insensitive?
Yeah. Should I be having fun?
Yeah. Like, should I post about... Should I promote something when people literally don't have houses or beds to live in? Like, I think people are just trying to be kind, but it would be such a great distraction to what's going on, the lightheartedness of it all.
I just thought it was weird that, I mean, I know we care because, and it's international news.
Yeah.
It's around the world, mm-hmm. these fires in LA. But I think because there's so many Southern California people that live here, and they're, look, I talk mess about Southern California a lot. I talk a lot of junk about LA.
Mm-hmm.
But it rips my heart out.
Listen, a lot of people do. I actually made a post yesterday because it was making me mad that a lot of people were still ripping on LA.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a text yesterday. My best friend, who's not in the business, grew up in Altadena, childhood home. Their dad lives in the home now. Burnt to the ground, along with their elementary school, their middle school.
Is that the person that you called your best friend?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
And just a regular human, doesn't have a lot of money, can't rebuild, doesn't want to rebuild.
Right.
Wants to go home. Like, it's, yes, there's like this Hollywood elite, but a lot of people that are just us... really lost a lot. And so a lot of people were like, you know, still talking about LA. Well, they're all rich. They're not.
In Pacific Palisades, yeah, it's a nice area. Mm-hmm. You know, Malibu, pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of other folks. And listen, just because, you know, it's like somebody said that about Billy Crystal, because he was one of the first ones that came out a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
That said, hey, I lost my house. Oh, Billy Crystal. Oh, too bad. Lived in that house for 50 effing years.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me right now? Mm-hmm. And you're going to go, oh, big deal? Stop.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Even off air, we had a great conversation. Some of those homes are old money. They were inherited. People can't just buy new homes. Like in the Pacific Palisades, even with all of the money, they were just handed down to their children. Like it's a really difficult situation. And it's your stuff. And it's your heirlooms. Sucks.
And please don't scream at us about insurance. And there's a lot of people that are saying a lot of ignorant stuff out there.
Yeah.
You know, that don't know the full deal.
Totally.
You know, that it sucks though. It sucks all the way around.
Yeah.
You can't get earthquake insurance either. I mean you can, but it's $1 billion. You know what I mean? And so you couldn't get fire insurance. The long and the short of it is the State Farm said, because they're the ones that are really getting beat up on this.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. I'm not sure why it's them. Well, because they recently canceled a bunch of policies.
Yes.
They said, hey, if there's a fire and we see this coming as well, and they said, we need to charge more. California said, you can't do that. And they went, well, if we can't do that, you're just basically, you're asking us to get taken out of business.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to do something on our end.
Yeah.
And we don't want to.
Well, even Adam Carolla was making a lot of great points yesterday. You can't just cut down trees in LA. Like you can't just around your home cut things down. And so you have to take the proper precautions. I'm just not defending the insurance companies, but I'm saying like,
well,
it's, what are you going to do? They also were like,
I will. They said, we got to charge this much or we'll go out of business.
Exactly.
If a fire happens, oh wait, what? If a fire happens, we'll go out of business. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're treading into territory.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to hear that from us.
No.
Right about now, you're thinking, God, I'd really love to hear some Sabrina Carpenter.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, everybody. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We have to bring in Andrea first. Hi, Andrea Cano.
Oh, hi.
Andrea. I know better. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Is there anything more annoying to you than people calling you Andrea?
No. I mean, it doesn't bother me.
I get it. Oh, it doesn't bother you?
No.
Well, it bothers me, and I'm sorry.
Breezy girl.
Because that's not your name. I'm really sorry. Who Who's our challenger today, Adrian?
We got Robbie Roy representing Old Henderson.
Robbie with two B's and two E's?
The exotic.
For real, like it is on the screen?
Oh.
That's what she said.
Is that accurate, Robbie? Two B's and two E's?
Yes, it is.
Hot.
Love it. No, we love girls with boy names.
Yeah,
so
good for
cute.
You. And two B's, two E's. I don't know why. That's got sassy.
Just sassy girl.
I like it. I like it. Are you the originator of Old Henderson?
I guess so. Not really.
That was Old Southwest.
Oh.
That was the one. We had an Old Southwest that we still don't really know what part of town that is, but
mm-hmm.
they said it was Old Southwest. I don't know that we have Old Hendo. Do we have Old Hendo on here?
I don't think so.
I think, does that not qualify as Hendertucky? What are your cross?
Yeah, basically, same thing.
Yeah, what are your cross streets?
Boulder and Lake Mead.
Hendertucky to its core.
To its
core. I'll, you know what? Keep a lookout for me later on today. I'm having lunch with a buddy of mine at Johnny Mac's.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, nice.
Freaking wait.
Well done.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, wait. Remember we were going to do show meeting? That's where we'll go.
Let's do it.
Because have you been?
Yeah, I've been once.
Have you been?
Not been. Heard amazing things.
The best.
Okay, show meeting, Johnny Mac's. Or once. Or we got or
Johnny
Mac's. Once.
Johnny Mac's. It's been said.
Old Southwest Mountains Edge, Whitney Ranch Galleria, the Pueblos, and OG Summerlin have one win apiece. Boca Park, Green Valley Ranch, West Las Vegas, two. Best of the West, that's Andrea Cano.
Oh, yeah.
Best of the West with three. Also, North Las Vegas, East Side, Santa Fe, and Paradise with three wins overall. West Henderson, also known as Weehee, Cadence Enterprise, four wins. Inspirata, Southwest. We got Old Southwest. Southwest. We got to get a handle on this.
Yeah, we got to get it together.
In 2025. So Inspirata, Southwest, Southern Highlands, Anthem, Coronado, Wagon Wheel, and Summerlin South. They all have five wins each. Aliante was six. Centennial Hills, seven. Hendertucky in third place along with Silverado Ranch, eight wins. Rhodes Ranch with nine. One community in double digits. Sunrise Manor.
Mm-hmm.
City of Champions. I was doing producer stuff over here.
Sorry. Didn't mean
no
to
No shenanigans.
It was on Instagram. I'm sorry.
You let them shenan once and they'll shenan again. They'll shenan again.
Shady.
Sunrise Manor with 10 wins.
Yes.
All right, good. Everybody know how to play the game? First one to three is the winner. If I get to three, nobody wins anything. Buzz in with your name. If neither of you get it, then that's when I get to answer. And your quizmaster is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
The daughter of Michael Jackson is celebrating 5 years of sobriety.
Andrea would like to answer first, please.
Paris.
Is it Paris?
Yeah.
Is that Blanket? What happened to Blanket?
I don't know where Blanket's been.
Blanket. Champion goes up one zip.
Oh, yeah. Selena Gomez looked very cozy in love with her new fiancé.
Andrea.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. Who put a quarter in you today?
That girl's ready.
How about that? Andrea?
Benny Blanco.
I don't even know what the question was. Benny Blanco.
Go off, sis. Yes.
Two zip champion.
She is the star of hit shows like Euphoria on HBO.
Andrea.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah, Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
Zendaya.
Is it Zendaya for the win? I don't even think. I think the answers were longer than the questions on this. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah. She's back, honey.
Hey, Robbie, hope you had fun.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robbie. Call back.
All right, hot name, Robbie. We'll see. Oh, she hung up.
Yeah, well, that was a brutal loss.
I don't know why you had to be so rough on her, Andrea.
I'm sorry.
Came in swinging.
That was really, really impressive.
That was really good.
Really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you've already got, you've got Vegas Thrill tickets, right?
Yes.
You've got Mo-Ammer tickets, right?
Correct.
Okay, Chet Buchanan show shirts for you then. That's what you get.
Okay.
Because, we've got rules that you can only win one prize one time on each contest, whatever. So, and then enjoy your weekend. You get another layoff because for those who don't remember, she had a long layoff during Toy Drive and over the holidays and stuff. There was like a month between she played the first time and then when she played after that. Mm-hmm. We'll catch you on Monday as you go. Are you going for win number five?
Four.
I am.
No.
Is it?
No, she's got four. This was four.
Oh, my God.
Monday goes for win number five. At some point, we'll order those championship belts on Michaela's hometown throwdown. Oh, good Lord, I'm unable to push buttons today. Sorry.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
So, you know, when it comes to drinking coffee, like 1 minute, it'll help you live to be 150. Yeah. The next minute, it'll kill you tomorrow.
You're a goner.
You know, all of that. So for those of you who love coffee like I do.
Me too.
This one is for you. They have found a new study, found that drinking it in the morning could help you live longer. Do you drink coffee all day?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, this is not so good.
Oh, good. Very good. Just start my day off right, babe.
Scientists tracked people's health for 10 years, split them into three categories. People who only drank coffee in the morning, people who drank it all day, and people who didn't drink it at all. The morning coffee drinkers, this is me. You might not be shocked to know, by the time the show's over, I'm done with it. I drink a gallon of coffee in the morning. It's constant.
Yeah.
But by the time the show's over, I'm over.
You're done.
I may, if I have an event at night.
I was going to say, what about when you've got games and stuff?
Little half cup.
Okay.
Little baby cup.
Sure.
But that's only, I might like the jolt, but I don't do it for that. It's just comforting to me.
Oh, okay.
For whatever reason. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So the morning coffee drinkers had a 16% lower risk of dying for any reason. How about that? Mm. A 31% lower risk of dying from heart disease compared to the non-coffee group. The benefits disappeared for people who drank coffee all day, like my mother, who drank 30 cups of coffee and smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day. I have no doubt that when she passed early, by the way, from lung cancer. Well, it just is. Mm-hmm. It didn't shock anyone. It was like, oh, this sucks. However, makes sense. I have no doubt that her insides were liquefied like Ebola. You know what I mean? Because how? Mm-hmm. You know, with all of that, with the coffee and the cigarettes and all that. Oh, my God. And the rage. Yeah. And the internal rage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just
she had
screaming inside.
All of that. So having your last cup of coffee before noon could literally save your life.
All right. Right.
Moderate coffee drinkers saw the biggest benefits. They defined moderate as 2 to 3 cups each morning. Benefits dropped by half for people who drank more than that. They're not sure why drinking it later in the day makes a difference. They think it's because it messes with your sleep.
Oh, my God.
So there you go. Good morning, coffee drinkers. Those of us who have 2, 3, maybe even 4 cups of coffee, unite. We're the best ones. Everybody else, pound sand.
All right, everyone else, come with me.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Adrian, who's taking the 177-second survey?
That'll be Patty Segal from North Las Vegas.
I believe that. Hi, Patty.
What's up, Patty?
Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, God, I thought we lost you for a second. It was scary. Yeah. It was very scary, just for a second. Are you freaked out? Here, I'm going to start now. Let me push that button.
I'm sorry. What? I have to take a moment.
What?
If you guys could see Chet right now.
What?
You look like a tiny 5-year-old.
No one cares.
Hands underneath your chin.
Yeah, because I'm leaning on the counter. But no, you can't see that. It's not tell. It's fine. Mm-hmm. So, Patty. Are you completely devastated by the idea that in a week's time, there may be no more TikTok?
Not really.
Michaela Gordon?
No.
Adrian?
1.6 million followers and you don't care?
Oh.
Michaela?
Here's the thing. I just feel like I don't think it's going to...
1.3 of them?
No. No, but I feel like, I don't know if it's really going to go away. I feel like this has been a threat for so long. When it happens, I'll really stress out. Until then,
That's what a lot of people are saying, that it might go away on the 19th, like they're saying, yeah, but that it might come back in a couple weeks.
You know, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank is part of the group that's talking about buying it.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Listen, TikTok has been a great source for a lot of people, so I can't imagine it just going away.
Yeah, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. The principle of it, that they can just take it away like that.
Right, right.
And for personal reasons, of course, with mm-hmm. my content and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
So
by the way,
ends.
Congratulations to Patty. Congratulate Adrian. 75,000 subscribers on YouTube for
Thank
the Unlikely
you.
Pod. You're not gonna congratulate him? Oh, okay, fine.
I'm sorry.
No, I said congratulate him. Giggle. You were like, you laughed like, no, I'm not doing that.
No. I'm sorry. I'm freaking out. I have my daughter's phone and she's gonna go to school, and I'm like, I told her, she was calling for me. I'm like, can you call from my phone?
Oh no, my
god. She's gonna have to be late today. It's Friday.
So hilarious. She's gotta go into school.
Well, okay, but what time do they start? 7:55 or 8? Or 7:50?
7:50. What time do you start? 7:55? 8.
Oh, at 8? You've got 10 minutes!
Yeah.
Okay.
And this bit's done in 45 seconds. You're good. Do we... Okay, a woman celebrating her 30th birthday does not want her friend to bring her newborn baby. I saw this on Reddit. It's not going to be a rager, but I want it to be a fun night to let loose a little. Friend of mine had just had a baby. Her baby will be 1 month exactly on the day of the party. So the woman doesn't want to leave her baby, which I get that, because the baby's a month old. But she thinks it's unfair. She thinks it's not fair that I can't bring my baby. Is it fair that she can't bring her baby?
I think it's fair for her. If she has a newborn, she needs a break.
Right?
Maybe her friend's trying to give her a break and, you know, for her to have fun.
And it's not your party.
Yeah.
You don't get to make the rules.
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem with this. Is, I think part of our problem as people mm-hmm. right now mm-hmm. is we think we can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
That we should be able to do whatever we want.
Yeah.
You should, but so should everybody else. You know what I mean? So if it's my party and I say no babies,
yeah,
you don't get to go, but I want to bring a baby. I do what I want.
Yeah.
No, you know what you can do? You cannot come to my party.
Yeah.
You and
Just
your baby.
Just say no, baby.
You and your baby.
Hey, your little one-month baby can't come to my party.
Hey, the baby doesn't want to go.
No, the baby's trying to go to sleep.
Baby doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if the baby did want to go? Just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Well, then the baby better learn to talk. All right, listen. Your baby has to go to school. Have fun with your Moammer tickets. And what's your daughter's name?
Jaylene,
have a good day at school. Don't screw up. Don't be mean to other kids.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Oh, you are just adorable as the day is long. All right, everybody, hang on 1 second. Nice job, Eric.
Wake up. KLUCFM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
Always makes me feel good.
98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I can't believe the fires are still going. You know what I mean?
It's I know.
I thought the wind was going to die down and then this would take care of itself.
I know.
Yikes. And the wind is still going. We're going to get more wind here over the weekend. And this thing... Like, where does it end?
It's so crazy. And, you know, we talked about this a lot. The fires will stop. It's not like they're never going to stop. And then it's the aftermath of...
Oh, God.
You know, like, it's just so layered.
There's so much work.
There's so much work.
There will be a decade
mm-hmm.
of cleanup.
Yeah.
There'll be a week.
Well, and so many points were made of like these older homes, historical buildings, all the chemicals that are in them and it being in the air and people breathing
it in.
Oh,
God.
Like, it's just so, so layered that it's like the anxiety for a lot of people, I think, it's the mental at this point. It's like trying to wrap your head around the fires and also mentally being like, oh, my God, like how long is this going to last?
Well, it was like we said in the video yesterday that we posted about, here's where you go to if you want to help. here's some places where you can go if you want to help. And because this very quickly went from what should we do, like physically get our hands dirty.
Right.
This very quickly became, oh, this is bigger than what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like this is bigger. This is bigger than a U-Haul truck full of underwear.
Yes.
You know? Now, if somebody reached out and said, hey, I've got a shelter in Van Nuys, picking a town.
Mm-hmm.
Why Van Nuys? I have no idea.
Yeah.
But if they said, I've got a shelter in Van Nuys, man, I could use 500 pairs of underwear and some socks. I'd be like, we'll be there in 6 hours.
Yeah.
Give us 2 hours to load the truck because I know we'd get it. I know we'd get it from y'all.
You know, I did actually. I got a DM from somebody that said, what you guys do is incredible. I followed your whole journey with Toy Drive. They're a new listener in LA. And they said, we don't know what you do, but a lot of nurses have, she's a nurse. And she said a lot of nurses have lost their homes, all their belongings.
Oh, yeah.
Can you guys do anything?
Well.
And there were so many of those DMs that you're like, different conversation, but people do need
the
help.
The answer is yes. This is also that. What you're talking about, hey, do you think somebody could do something? Sure. It's a bit of a ready, fire, aim situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very close cousin to somebody should do something. Well, that's super easy to sit back and say.
Right.
But as we learned, so this, I'll tell the story if you missed it the other day. When they had the big fires in San Diego 10, 12 years ago,
mm-hmm.
maybe even longer. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you. But we said, because we had just done it with Hurricane Katrina. We had taken water. We had truckloads of water. We lost a semi in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. The brakes caught on fire. And a semi, literally one of the 50-foot semi full of water burned up in Oklahoma. You know, but we had like 7 trucks of stuff. We were going to save. Las Vegas was going to save New Orleans.
Yeah.
And we kind of planned it out. We said, okay, this is where we're going. And then people were like, what should we do with all this? We went to the fairgrounds in Shreveport. And they said, don't go any further. Somebody will jack your trucks. We made it there, and then everybody else met us there. Then years later, not too long after that, we went to San Diego. And they had wildfires, and they had people at the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
We went, great. We're taking a truckload of underwear. We're going to the stadium. Everybody give us your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. By 10 o'clock that morning, we had a 25-foot U-Haul truck. We all piled into it. 3 of us in one of them bench seats.
Oh, yeah, yeah, up. Yeah.
You know I'm driving because I got the heaviest foot. So we're going. I grew up driving them. You know, I'll drive.
I got the U-Haul.
Yeah, we drive. We go flying down to San Diego. We get to the stadium. No one's there.
Oh, God.
Womp, womp, womp. It's like, no, it's like garbage blowing. Mm-hmm. Like there's piles of garbage. Trash cans filled to the rim. Nobody there.
Oh my God.
They'd already sent everybody home. The Red Cross had sent everybody to shelters and to other places and whatnot. And we're like, we got a truck full of underwear. What do we do with it? And they went, we don't know.
Yeah.
We have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
We literally drove around making phone calls all day long. Nobody wanted it. They were like, what are we going to do with it?
Oh, no.
Nobody wanted it.
So what happened?
We finally found a men's shelter in Long Beach. And we drove to Long Beach.
Oh, my God.
And then I finally said, because it was such a long day
mm-hmm.
and all of that. And I went, we're not going. We're fine. And, then we got a, it wasn't a Motel 6, but it was close.
Uh-huh.
And we slept and then came home.
Yeah.
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 Crazy.
Says a lot about your heart. You did mention Red Cross, though, and we did a post yesterday on our Instagram stories, a link of where you can donate. If you do want to help, Red Cross is doing so much for the wildfires if you want to donate.
Well, and this is one of those where they'll tell us, you know, what to do. Would I love to do it? Great. But that's the worst thing that can... Here, we're... Oh, hey, look at us. We're in the way now.
Yeah.
Oh, good. We're here. Mm-hmm. That's great. We don't need you.
So. Excuse me. Can you just scoot over?
But, hey, man, ready to go if we need to.
Yeah.
And we know you are, too. So, Everybody just, you know, let them get the fire out first.
Yeah.
Open your home. Open your heart if you can. Much love to the Wynn and MGM, and I'm sure there's others that said we're giving $1 million apiece.
Yeah.
We're giving $1 million and Airbnb, there's, you know, plenty of places for people to go.
Yeah. Fontainebleau also put out a statement yesterday.
Of course they did.
Rooms, if people need rooms. A lot of the hotels did. I'll say, I love that about Vegas. When push comes to shove, Vegas is like, all right, we got you, no problem.
Yeah,
here's what we can
we?
Offer. Yeah, it's just a good city. We just have a good city. We're
but it's also but it's also easy to sit back and go, well, why don't they just do this? And you forget that it takes people to do that, and it takes money, and you got to turn the lights on, and you got to be able to got to maintain what happens.
Yes,
and you know, and all there. It's not just as easy as going, we should open up Allegiant Stadium.
Right.
You know, no one said that, by the way. Oh, great. I just opened up that door. Fantastic. Relationship rehab next in just a minute.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, we have Vegas thrill tickets, and I would love to have you involved in relationship rehab. So literally, all you have to do is either agree, disagree, or come up with your own, you know, whatever it is.
Opinion.
Come up with an alternate opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Here, 4 tickets for Vegas Thrill. That's pro volleyball. Their season opener is tonight. We have tickets for Sunday of Vegas Thrill. If it matters to you, they're playing Atlanta. Oh, I hate Atlanta.
Why?
Oh, I really want to go.
You did this yesterday.
I'm just acting it out.
Oh, that was
just acting it out.
That was so good. I believed you. Mm-hmm. You've been showing me a lot of cool sides of you, Chet Buchanan.
The thespian of our generation.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Aware
of thespian, Chet.
Highly underrated.
Oh.
I act.
He's a singer. He's an actor. I
yes.
get it now.
Yes.
You know what?
Oh.
I got it.
Yeah.
I'm picking it up.
Oh.
Yeah. Obsessed.
Should have a variety show on the strip.
Yeah.
Old school. Barry Williams.
Yeah.
Julie Andrews or one of those old school. Anyway, Vegas Thrill, Sunday, Lee's Family Forum, 4 tickets. We would just love to give them to you right now. Mm-hmm. In fact, you know what? Caller 1.
Ooh.
Yeah, lines are open. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So, relationship rehab. Sierra connected with this guy she met online last fall, had hoped to start a relationship with him because they had tons in common. They were spending a lot of time together. Then he friend zoned her. And she doesn't know what to do. Do I hang with him and get over my feelings? Do I give him and our friendship time to see if something develops? Or do I pack it in and move on? Here's my question. So, do you spend time with somebody that you have feelings for and they don't have feelings for you?
Mm.
Say it out loud.
No.
Yeah, Michaela shut her eyes and shook her head.
I sure did. No.
Do you think you can make someone like you more than friends if you spend more time together?
Oof. Okay.
Do you want me to say it?
You say it.
I think I know what you want to say.
Okay, say it.
And I'm totally, and this is totally what I'm saying.
Okay.
If your relationship has only consisted of friend type activities, then you are going to be friends.
Yes.
And he is going to search elsewhere for next level entertainment.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also take people for their word. If you tell me you just want to be friends, I'm not going to work hard to make you maybe see me in a different light. Like, if you're not into it, then that's fine. I hear you. Thank you. Goodbye.
It just hit me. It literally just hit me that I got a buddy that's doing this. That swears if he hangs in there. And I think, here's the thing. He's so happy to be in this girl's stratosphere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In her world. He's so happy to be in her orbit because she's her own planet.
Mm-hmm.
He's spinning around on the outside of it. You know what I mean?
Let's stop.
And
thinking that if he hangs enough, she'll be like, oh my God, it's been you the whole time.
That, and you know, yeah, have you ever, well, and it's funny, I know both of the people,
mm-hmm.
right? She's hot.
Yeah.
He's not.
Right.
He's a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
Really good dude.
Yeah.
He's got potential. Who's beeping? Adrian.
Producer stuff over here. It's crazy.
It's time to do something. Time to post.
My alarm.
It's time to post.
Yeah.
Jesus. No, I'm just kidding. No, but he hangs out with her thinking. So have you ever made out with her? Yeah, once she was drunk.
Oh, God. Ooh.
You know, have you ever, you know, nothing. She's got a kid. She's got a daughter. He's watching. They tell each other they love each other, but she don't love him.
But not like in love.
He'd give everything up tomorrow for her.
Oh, I think that's this. Look, you are putting yourself in such the line of fire because if she meets a guy that she's actually into, you're setting yourself up for disaster and such a crushing moment for yourself.
And I think she's happy with it because she gets what she needs from him. It's not physical, and I think she's fine with it. So going back to Sierra.
Do you want my opinion now or you want to wait?
Oh, no, we're deep into it. We're about to wrap it up. So I would say now or never.
Okay, good. I'd say no on the friends. He's friend-zoned you. He doesn't want to move forward. I think it's hard to shut your feelings off. You're setting yourself up. I think you just say thank you for the time we've spent together. Wish you the best. Bye.
Yeah, unless you want to be friends.
Yeah, but for me, I could never. If I have romantic feelings for somebody, it's pretty hard for me to just pull back and be friends.
Right. Am I off base in that she maybe has not, that she has not progressed it beyond friends? How do you say who's on?
Oh, we got Emery from the east side.
Emery. Emery, am I somewhere in the neighborhood when I say that I don't think that she's made it not friends, if you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying you got to go all the way. Well, or maybe. I mean, but what she's not done enough to keep his interest.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like you can't be friends with someone you have feelings for. And she just needs to move on, to be honest. Waiting for someone who isn't reciprocating your energy mm-hmm. or commitment can lead to her being disappointed. And her future husband is waiting on her. She just doesn't know it yet, you know?
Yeah. And to answer your question, Chet, I think she's done enough that made him have to say, I just want to be friends. I think she's shown enough of her cards, enough for him to go, no, we got to be friends.
Ooh, that was so good.
I know. Thank you so much.
No, that was so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that she's shown enough of her cards.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm bringing to the table.
Yep.
And he's going, I appreciate your offer. It's not enough. I will seek my entertainment elsewhere.
Yes. And then to that we all say, move on, sis.
Yeah, and then move on, sis.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're willing to counter, but it might be too late.
Right. Yeah. I say go where you're wanted.
Amen to that.
Period.
Amen to that. You know where you're wanted, Amory? 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 Amory. How do you say?
Yes.
How do you
Amory.
Say? Amory.
Amory.
Amory. Amory.
Yes.
You know where you're wanted? At the Vegas Thrill game on Sunday. We have 4 tickets for you.
Yes. I love volleyball. I played it all my life. I've never been to a game. I'm literally so excited.
Dude, it's going to be amazing. We expect a full report Monday morning.
Okay. Will do. I listen to you guys every day for work. So.
Well,
Thank you.
Yeah, call more often. That's awesome. Hang on 1 second. We'll get those tickets set up. And that's good. Yes. And so back to Sierra. Get out.
Get out.
It's done. It's over.
Yep.
Find somebody else who appreciates you for what you bring to the table.
Yep.
All right, good. Nice job, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! You can write your own joke up front. Male and female brains are different at birth.
No.
No smart ass comment from you?
I was really listening.
Scans of 516 newborns, pretty much split down the middle, a few more males than females, found that female brains tended to contain more gray matter, while male infants had greater amounts of white matter. So we already know that there are differences in the brains of older children and adults. Findings show that they are already present in the earliest days of life, said some dude from the Autism Research Center. Female newborns had larger volumes in areas associated with memory and emotional regulation, while males had more volume in regions involved in motor control. Now, before we all start making, again, the jokes that you're probably already thinking of, or your biases that you're already... These differences do not imply that the brains of males and females are better or worse. It's just one example of neurodiversity, says a professor named Simon Baron Cohen. This is from Cambridge in England. Are Simon Baron Cohen and Sacha Baron Cohen related? Isn't that his name?
Yeah.
Baron Cohen, Major Pereira, they are first cousins.
No way.
I thought they might be brothers.
Also, I'm so impressed. You literally, Chet, held his phone up to his mouth and asked Google, and it answered right away.
Yeah, and I was thinking we're all being pranked right now, but no, we're not.
Turns out, it's legit info.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Talked about this a little bit yesterday. Nottingham College in England is offering classes. Now imagine if you have gone into debt to send your kid to school. And they go, and you go, hey, how's it going this semester? No, I'm taking a new class on how to make phone calls.
No.
The main focuses are on phone etiquette and phone confidence. Homework includes calling restaurants to ask what time they close instead of Googling it. They also have to call stores and ask if something's in stock. Now, to be fair, college in England, I'm making air quotes.
Yeah.
College in England is different. Some of the kids are only 16, but it's still pretty amazing from those who have seen this, how uncomfortable, there's even a term for it. If you're uncomfortable being on the phone, they call it telephobia.
Oh my God. Okay, look, I want to come from a mental space
of
non-judgment. So let's think about this.
Why?
Because I want to drag him for filth. Well, but
why are we changing now?
Because, let's see, 14, 15, 16, they really are able to Google everything. So if you're able to Google everything, it is sometimes faster than picking up the phone to call. So I could understand the convenience of Googling. What I don't understand is why is it still so difficult that you need a whole class to say, hey, are you guys open
until
8?
That's part of the entry.
Yeah.
Because then you're talking to somebody you don't know.
Okay.
You have to ask them a question and they may think you're stupid.
Okay, so it's a mental block.
You know this with kids now, right?
Yeah,
I know. That's what it is. But those people are mean and they shouldn't have treated you that way. That's how they're parented now. Yeah. It just is. Somebody said something really interesting the other day. Actually, this has been around for a couple of years. But it's not that the kids have changed. It's that as parents, we've changed.
Yeah, and as a society, we've changed.
BBC, about the story in the BBC about the class, mentioned a poll from last year, found that 70% of people under 35 prefer texting. I prefer texting.
Oh, I love texting.
I love texting too. Sometimes, though, I don't want to have the back and forth. Give me 45 seconds on the phone, literally, and I tell people that. Give me 45 seconds so I can ask you a question, you can answer me, I can ask a follow-up question, you can answer, then you can ask a question, I can answer you, we're done.
See, but with you, it is really 45 seconds. My issue is people want to get on the phone. Yesterday, I had a meeting with this guy. He said, let's hop on the phone 1 second. He wouldn't stop talking 15 minutes later. And I was like, okay, 45 seconds.
If I tell you 45 seconds, you know, because you've got a timer on your phone.
Yeah.
And especially if you're in the car, because you can look at it. I will literally hang up on you after 45. I'll go, time's up. Just done. 23% in the BBC story. 23% said they never answer their phone ever. That's you.
I know.
I can't think of one time that Michaela's...
Listen, if you're listening, please never take it personally. I don't answer the phone for even Lisa.
If you're not listening, you didn't hear what she just said. So, one student said that one student they talked to said phone calls are hard because you have to talk off the cuff. She said texting is easier because you can think about the right way to approach someone, an older and wiser 28-year-old named Kyle had some advice. Kyle Butterworth, in case you were wondering.
Tell me about it.
He told them that he used to have telephobia too, but he learned that you just have to kind of plan it out a little bit before you start the call. But now that he's used to it, it just flows naturally. How do these people ever have children?
I don't.
Literally, and by children, I mean sex. Literally.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I have to ask my dermatologist friend, who's also a plastic surgeon friend, Dr. Candace Spann over at Couture Medical.
Ooh.
Free plug Friday. about this to see if it's true. A study published in the Journal of Clinical and Aesthetic Dermatology explored what researchers are calling video conferencing dysmorphia. Basically, we're seeing our faces on Zoom calls, which, by the way, the lighting's not great. The camera's not great.
Mm-hmm.
All of this stuff. But basically, we're looking at ourselves and going, look away. I'm hideous.
Yeah.
And in a, by the way, not a lot of people that they surveyed, but enough that they felt that this was accurate. They found that the more time people spend analyzing their faces during Zoom calls, the more likely they are to consider plastic surgery, and that there has been a bit of a boom.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember this, but during the pandemic, and I was in LA, so maybe it was just an LA thing. People were seeing themselves so much on Zoom.
More of an LA.
Maybe. It's maybe going around more now, but they were seeing themselves so much on Zoom. And because nobody could go anywhere, you had enough time to heal from any surgeries that maybe you wanted to get. The plastic surgery numbers were booming.
You know what else? Snapchat filters.
Oh, yeah.
Or filters in general. Mm-hmm. But they also, this phenomenon shares similarities with Snapchat dysmorphia. So you got your video conferencing dysmorphia and your Snapchat dysmorphia that are, you know, second cousins, where people seek surgical changes so that they look like their filters.
That's crazy. Yeah. They bring them in as inspo.
Many people who, through video conferencing, this is what one of the doctors said, have started scrutinizing their appearance more closely than ever before. So, and we're so narcissistic.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
And insecure, together.
And you're kind of, look, you can't really be blamed for it. Like, you go on Instagram or you FaceTime, you're seeing your face all the time. And with all of these comparisons of celebrities, look, men and women, I get it. I get being like, oh God, I don't look like that.
Yeah, but okay, yes. But here's the thing. This is what social media has done to a degree as well. We're in Zoom calls and all of this stuff all goes together. But we've, nobody wants, You know, the old saying used to be, well, the world needs ditch diggers too. But everybody else goes, no, I don't want to. Well, nobody ever wanted to, but it was just what we did. Sometimes we went, well, God, I'm just not very talented and I'm not particularly smart. So sometimes I got to work with my hands, which was what my parents prepared me for, just in case this whole radio thing didn't work out, which they never thought it would, by the way. Nobody ever thought it would. But by the same token, sometimes you just got to look and go, hey, I'm not the best looking one of the bunch here, you know?
Yeah.
There's a reason. You're saying it's sad. I'm trying to make jokes.
No.
And basically, I was going to turn that back on myself and go, I know who I am. I always tell everybody, I know who I am. I also very much know who I am not. So.
Yeah, I hear all that. But the problem is, you learning how to use your hands and work hard, and me and how I grew up knowing that hard work is the best, is not real life anymore. These 20, 25-year-olds, they're TikTok, whether we like it or not. They're not
Everyone
going outside.
Everyone is beautiful. Yeah. No one has to work. They'll just give you free money.
No, they think they'll just use their Instagram filters and garner 500,000 followers on TikTok, and life is good.
Woo!
Woo!
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go, light bulbs in the New York City subway and other similar train systems all have left-hand screws.
Oh.
So they're backwards. To keep people from stealing the light bulbs to use in their own home.
That's so smart, because you would just assume it went the right way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My mind is a bit blown.
Yeah, I'm watching it.
My mind is a bit blown. The best-selling video game in history is now...
The best-selling history... oh, God, what's that one that everyone loves? The one... You know which one.
I don't think I do.
Yes, you do. It's the one. Oh, God, Fortnite.
I wondered if that's where you were going. The answer is Minecraft.
Okay, it was in that vibe.
Sure. Roughly 300 million copies sold of my 300 million.
Insane.
Of Minecraft. The only other game to sell more than 100 million is Grand Theft Auto 5.
Makes sense.
Which sold over 205 million copies. Until the 1940s, baby boys were dressed in pink. Baby girls were dressed in blue.
Oh, wow.
Pink was for boys because they considered that a stronger color.
All right.
And blue was for girls because they thought it was more delicate and dainty. Who knows why it flipped or when it... Well, the 40s is when they can identify that it flipped.
Uh-huh.
But nobody really knows why or how.
Yeah, that's
necessarily,
wild.
But it just did. Everybody have an amazing weekend. Low-key on my end, again, going to hang out with the fellas for a little bit. Maybe watch a little football and whatnot and hockey and stuff. But other than that... You know, it's January.
Yeah.
It's always kind of quiet in January. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC. Adrian?
You can follow me on Instagram, on TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. Plus, be sure to subscribe on YouTube. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Just hit 75,000 subscribers. Thank you kindly.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, and I'll see you tonight at Fontainebleau.
Spell Michaela, M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
Yeah, dude.
Doy. And we'll see you Monday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.